Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard-earned weekly pay produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our lug of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is an aim to make a man feel proud.
It's good morning from the concrete gang, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. 3CR Community Radio, 8.55 on your AM dial, AM dial, 9.30 every Sunday morning. And we've got a fair cloud of gooses here today, I'll tell you. I think they were swimming in that contaminated pond, so don't have any Peking duck this week, whatever.
The Blue River.
The Blue River. But anyway, we've got a guest here today. We've got the young Brucey Labarta. How do you say your last name? I could never say it.
Labarta.
The Chief.
The Chief. Oh,
Bruce the Chief.
Chief.
So you've given yourself your own nickname, have you, mate? That's very good.
Sharpie. Johnny Sharp.
Oh, football. Jesus. All right. Good to have you on board. Now, and it's great you having you been. See you later, Brucey. We'll have nothing already. We've got the other clowns anyway. We don't have to go through that, do we? Campo, no. Three Trees and Sparrow.
Yep.
Morning. We've got to get the ratings
back up after last week's performance. I heard it was horrific, so we've got to do our best, Brucey, all right? All right?
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah. Good on you, mate. All right. Well, we'll start off. There's a meeting this week, Thursday. We're having the BIG, which is ETU, Surfing You and the Plumbers.
The Medleys.
And the medals at the, it's going to be at the showgrounds, Thursday the 24th, all shop stewards. And I think it's on at 10. So we'll have to clarify that, I suppose, but we probably won't be able to before the meeting. But we think it's 10. If it's not, it'll be 11 and you'll be there an hour early. But anyway, ring the office.
You'll be on
we
time.
We think it's 10. So make sure you all the stewards on the jobs that go to that. You blokes got anything to add about that?
It's at the showgrounds this year. This one's at the
showgrounds. Pretty sure he said that.
Yeah. Frank just looks. Yeah.
I know, man.
Just clarifying. That's all.
Yeah, just clarifying.
You're a little bit, under form there.
Nothing's better than getting all the unions together and working together as one. You know, we're outnumbered most of the time on the job by the bosses, so it's good to get everyone working together. And hopefully, so you should be getting your report back meeting Friday morning after the meeting from the shoppie and the job.
Yep.
All right. We got any job news, boys? You got anything? What would you like to say, Bruce? You never shut up all morning at breakfast. I hope you haven't worn yourself out.
Just want to send regards to a bloke named Johnny Stewart, who almost died over in Thailand. It was a CFMU travel insurance to save a bloke's life. It was over $300,000. He goes, we're still trying to get him the Centrelink. Skinnerlink, I'm going to nominate them for fucking scullywags. Sorry.
Just relax, mate, relax.
We're thinking about you, Johnny, and all the best, mate, and the blokes from the union and that. We're going to try to help you out, mate, and good luck.
Good on you, mate. Well done, Brucey.
Lucky you had the travel insurance, huh?
Yeah.
Lucky you had the travel. We're big fans of the travel insurance.
We've used the deeps.
Oh, love
some bloke more than others because, you know, he'd lose anything.
Headbutt of the pavement.
Oh, plod. Let's not hear about that again.
I was talking to no-handed worm boys.
His sunglasses. But any bloke that pays $250 for sunglasses should lose them, I reckon.
Jeez. I reckon he lost them when he tripped over.
Yeah.
I'm stuck in my eyes wearing them.
All right, so we'll move on. We've got Helmut Marino back in business. During the week, they had a big project out there at, you'd call it Brighton, I suppose, and all forward along, but no amenities for the men.
No.
So
where'd they go? 7-Eleven to use the shelter?
No, they went around the job around the corner where the bloke's building humpies, one story houses, and he had more amenities than they had, you know. No power, but you can't get everything right. Hey, but
this wouldn't be one of their hybrid jobs, would it?
Well, that's a new story, a hybrid, you know. Yeah. That's like between an iron and a wood if you play golf, you know. Hybrid. Yeah, hybrid. Jeez, they've come up with new reasons and three-man crank, all sorts of things. But anyway, we had a good chat to them during the week. Hopefully we've got that straightened out. Welcome to the eastern suburbs, southeastern suburbs. What else we got, boys? We've got what's all my stuff?
You they have got a history. They want to work every RDO under the sun too. Straight for the RDO, yet, you know.
Clayton Hospital, well, our good friends Canes have got the early works there, and as usual, you know, of course, they've let us know what's going on. Had an early meeting to tell us. Of course, they have. They've done nothing. We went to find them, go out and sort of find out they've set it all up out there and all that.
But they've a bit of habit of doing that, don't they?
Well, I thought that had all finished. I thought, after we sort of signed the peace sign with them, and everything's good, and we're moving on with Canes.
Steve Tice was turning the corner.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that anymore and all that. But anyway.
Remember we went to their office?
Yeah, we did. Jeez, that was an experience going to their
office. I ended up walking into the bloke. The toilets have got all these signs, and I ended up walking into the girls' toilets. You don't know which is the male, female.
Yeah, you feel dirty in there too, don't you?
You come out wearing a suit and tie.
And a silly haircut. Oh, except you, mate. Except sorry, mate. You had hair on. Put a wig on. But, anyway, what's his hair? We're getting that.
And they're playing up a bit on the old inclement weather, aren't they? The old cranes, trying to play it with the crane crews.
It's a joke.
Oh,
isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's all over. Like, joint like a dog breakfast.
Yeah, they want to follow certain parts of the agreement, and then they don't want to follow other parts of the agreement. They just want to cherry pick what they want to do.
Well, Pat, that's exactly like young Two Trees. That's what we explained to Hamlet Marino. Like, they all want to follow agreements while it suits them. Yeah. And when it don't, they do their own thing. But anyway, happy days.
100%.
And that Clayton Hospital that's the early works, only $2 or $3 million, but it's gonna. I think it's going to be about $600-700 million hospital on top of all that when it kicks off. And, yeah, well, whether they get it or not, I don't know. Mm. That is a big job for them. Oh my God,
be good job for more members, get some more work. You know,
It would be, yes, Clayton Hospital. Also, what else we got, lads?
What about that? What you touched on before, the ducks in the river.
The ducks on the pond.
The ducks in the pond.
Yeah, we're going to put a ban on Peking duck this week because we saw ducks swimming in that pond, and I reckon no one knows what it is, but the water was blue.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It wasn't harpo.
But it was safe. They don't know what it is, but it's safe.
But the environment people are saying it's not, so but they don't know what it is.
No, they said it's safe, but we don't know what it is. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
So it's safe to drink it. It's not contaminated, so what's in it? Oh, we don't know.
But stay away from the duck.
Well, the ducks got out, and they went to get out. Their legs are gone, so I don't know what happened there.
So that's at the northeast. Like, that's Spark, and that's Webuild and CBP. Once again, Webuild playing.
I must tell Skinny, he loves his duck.
We can't build.
Oh, he'll be off him.
He's the only man that buys a duck pizza.
Yeah.
It delivers itself. It walks home. But anyway, just watch out the ducks, all right? None of the Peking duck until we clear that up. North East Link.
That was it.
That was one I prepared earlier.
Oh, we're all over it.
We're all over it like a rice,
mate. Being in front of things, you know?
Yeah, well done, mate. 10 out of 10.
Offshore wind farms.
They've been canned, apparently. There's no money in them.
Don't talk about canned.
The big one. Oh, sorry. The big one at off Gippsland. They've pulled out of it, so it's not going to go ahead.
The offshore one as well.
No finance, mate. No one wants to pay for wind farms in the middle of the ocean.
I heard they had no wind.
No, there's a shortage of weed.
We know where they are. Me and Campo did a drive around Victoria when we were going to Ballarat. We found every wind farm in Victoria.
When we were doing the bootleg.
And the duck farm.
And the ducks. We know where some ducks are. Hope it's not them ducks. We've got a bit of a relationship with those ducks.
Yeah, we have.
Had the maps on no highways.
Yeah, avoid just tolls, highways, and all major roads.
That's bootlegging. It had bootlegging mode.
Yeah. Hey, listen, don't cut your mate out there. We brought him. He never shut up all breakfast. Now he's saying nothing. What, Brucey, you still there, old mate? What, come in, Brucey.
He's a Carlton supporter.
Oh, he's a bit fragile. I've been told to pin the tail on a Carlton supporter here, and I'm waiting for the pin.
Oh, okay. All right, jeez. Well, you were sent in by the Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
He reckons you're the man.
Yeah, cheers to the Dalai. And he reached Nirvana last week. I was in the car with him. He sat in the strap-ons, and that was it. He got enlightened.
What the hell does that mean?
Hey, what happens on the road stays on the road, boys?
I don't know. Do we want him to elaborate on that?
No, probably we don't want him. No, not any more on that. Jesus, I don't know. Well, that's
he said
along.
He had to drive down to Rokewood, and he'd never do it again with him.
You're dragging us down with that sort of stuff here, mate. It's a family show, you know. All right. No, it's Sonny Moore. Right, let's get back to work. Jesus. Capital Cranes. We're Capital Cranes. Capitals, apparently, where they've got the big job with cranes on the other side of town. They've got a Luba crane up.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Because Luba haven't got an agreement with us.
No, they don't. No. So I don't know who's put them up.
Yeah.
So, that came to us the other day. Someone mentioned that there's a crane out there somewhere. It's on a capital job somewhere, so we're doing a little bit of research now to find out who's doing what and what's doing who.
They didn't put it up at night time, did they?
Quite possibly.
That's normally how they roll. That's why no one knows who put it up.
Yeah.
It's Capital's MO, isn't it? Mm. Do it at night.
Do it at night.
Yeah,
the night crew.
I'll tell you what, they're not rolling themselves in glory, old Capital, are they?
They still haven't finished our building.
Oh, please, green. Everything's green. It's great. Doesn't work. Nothing works.
Plants are dead.
We're sitting there freezing cold.
No heat, no cool.
You start a fire, everything's green, though. It's all green. Mate.
Green from defect.
What's this door doesn't open? No, it's green. Oh, okay. Or just smash the glass and walk through it. Or how do you get out of here?
The lift doesn't work.
The toilets, you've got to go somewhere else to toilets. That toilet doesn't work. There's that many signs on it. By the time you read all the signs, you would have pissed your pants or something trying to get. Is this? Oh, mate.
Can we blame Johnny Wilshire on all this or what?
Might as well.
Oh, we might as well.
Another glorious Carlton supporter.
FDC won a big job down at the Docklands. It's going to be a new big radiology thing down there. So they're just waiting for Costco to leave, and then they'll.
So Costco's are gone. They sold out.
Yeah, they're gone from there, and it's going to be a big radiology. And there's a lot of work coming up.
Big,
now.
It's a big joint.
It's huge, and that whole area has been sold. So there's a lot of work coming up in the Docklands, and the interest rates have dropped a bit. So apartments are starting to take off again. Jobs are starting to stack up. So.
What's happening with the wheel? Is that coming down? Or?
Well, I think that's gone. Is that sold or what?
It's still there.
Yeah,
still
but
there.
It's been sold again, I think.
I thought about it.
It's worth more in scrap. Yeah.
Jeez, I remember them putting it up. Did they have some trouble getting that up? Jeez.
Wasn't that Alfassi? Yes.
They used to run bolts, didn't they?
Chinese bolts were snapping.
And it got hot and steel twisted.
Yeah, oh, God.
It's in the middle of nowhere that no one goes
to. Do you know one of those things? You know they should do? They should put all the people that designed it and all that in it for the first spin.
Yeah,
just
sure
use them as test dummies. If it don't work, we'll see a lot of boys.
You wouldn't see anything now. There's buildings built all around it. You wouldn't get a view of anything.
It's not like you're walking past it down along the water or something.
Yeah,
no,
I know.
We're rolling down the hill, you know, with all these dummies. Help, help.
Worst spot ever.
Well,
but that Costco never took off, did it really?
Nah, that's what
Costco never took off.
Not there, that Docklands.
In that location.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
In the western suburbs.
I don't think that's right. I think they had to get a bigger joint because it was big takeoff.
They've got all these volcanic rocks out the front. There's all brown snakes in it and that. So
brown snakes. Yeah.
Oh, don't like the brown snakes.
Now listen, you know the concrete thing doesn't like talking about. We've had a couple of bad things with snakes over the years.
The picnic.
The old snake tamer. Now remember that? He got bitten by his own snake. I know you said the other day they had a snake tamer on the. Remember we got brought up at the meeting. Where was it? Someone had a party or something. They had the old snake tamer. So I hope you didn't know the one we had. Bitten by his old snake. Jesus, what a drama that was. someone said, suck out the boys, you're doing it. The bloke said, you're going to die, mate.
See you later.
That would have been down Geelong or something, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would have been. Ding, 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 ding. Right, all right. So what we're going to do now, because we've settled Brucey down. Bruce, this is your moment of glory. You've got to pick the music. So you'd like to introduce your first song and just do it politely and nicely. You don't have to swear. This is a family show.
Don't fear the Reaper.
Do the wind, the sun, or the rain. We can be like they are. Come on, baby. Don't feel the reaper. Baby, take my hand. Don't feel the reaper. We'll be able to fly.
Well, that's the end of you, Brucey. Playing something about like that on a Sunday while you're eating your cornflakes. Jeez, come on, mate. The musical director's job's on the line there because of that. Because, I mean, he should be checking all that. And he's too busy waxing his eyebrows, we hear.
You know, you got to do that bit of manscaping, you know, stepping it up, boys. I've even had a shave. Have a look, boys.
That's probably why you're late again, was it?
Yeah, you know. I haven't got my nails done for a while either, so.
Well, they look nice.
Don't bring up toenails, jeez.
Oh, not the toe.
Yeah, the ingrown toe.
Not the toe.
The tow? Well, I haven't spoken about the tow for at least 3 minutes.
We might have to cut the show off here, folks.
I do apologize. The song, like, we were during the break, Bruce told us what the song was about. And
Well, you didn't do your homework, mate. That's your job.
Nah, lack of research there. Apologize.
The word today is elaborate.
Yeah, elaborate. Yeah.
I only just failed
you. Right, well, we've just about done it on my list. So, boys, we can do a little bit of freehand here. It's probably dangerous with Bruce here. But anyway, a bit of job news would be good. You blokes have got any job news? Well, I've got a little bit. John Holland's, apparently they're looking for voluntary redundancies and be knocking, sacking a few blokes. So that's not good, but apparently they're not getting too much work. Well, after Chats, and probably good reason for it.
Of course they've got any work, to be honest.
Shopping centres aren't in their wheelhouse.
In their warehouse. Are you talking to the microphone or just talking yourself?
I'm talking to myself.
The old saying, stick to what you know.
There's probably not too many left now that...
ProBuild
are gone. There's not
Land lease.
Is Chasen finished?
Hayser, they had trouble down at Chatty too, didn't they?
Who?
Trouble.
Hayser.
That's
that vicinity, though.
They couldn't get the steel. They give a thing out and they couldn't get steel to do the job. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe they're doing a few shopping centres now.
Are they? Yeah, right.
Yeah, shopping centres are seem to be a bit of a red herring. But
how are they going down at the ferry terminal, Sorrento?
Yeah, no, they're doing all right. Slow. It's very windy out there, so they're having dramas getting the sheets on and stuff like
good
that.
Good place for a wind farm.
Bit more windy.
Yeah, it'd be ideal for a wind farm around there, I'd say.
I don't know if the...
Resident Sorrento might have a bit more pull than the
any ducks down there? No ducks.
That wouldn't be too happy.
Only ducks we get down there in a roast, mate.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, and we've got to say with the memberships going very well, there's, I think things are... getting busier, and I think towards the end of the year they're going to get a lot busier because a lot of tower cranes going up. So I think, hopefully we can get maybe up to around 40,000 members. You never know.
It would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Would be. But, a bit of work to go, water go on the bridge yet, but still there's work coming up.
Positive signs.
There is work coming
up. And you've both got any decent jobs coming up in your areas?
Yeah, I've got Delta are doing a demo at Hawthorne on Bill Street and... doing a $250 million job. That's out the tender at the moment. I think it's between Ali Simons, Maxcon, and Capital at the moment. Yeah. So that'll kick off pretty soon.
We've got a few coming up. Delta are doing a demo on Dorcas Street, which Hayser have got. So that'll start in September, October, that job. Capital starting another one in September. Lend Lease.
Capital's getting a lot of work.
Yeah. Well, they put cranes up at night, they reckon.
Yeah, that's right. It helps them out.
Not enough hours in a day, they say.
They're getting a lot of work, but it takes a long time to finish them.
You've got a lot of these data centres are kicking on.
They're becoming a big thing.
They're looking at doing one at Cranbourne, I believe. I was talking to Marcus Pickles the other day. There's a list. A lot of it's happening out the west and in the north.
It seems to all be over the west coast, doesn't it?
But they are doing some out in the southeast and that there, so... I don't know if...
There's one with 11 cranes, isn't it? Capital
love them.
Yeah, allegedly.
The data centres.
Hickory doing one too, aren't they?
They're doing one in Darwin.
A lot of men. They hire a lot of men, data centres. Yeah. They hold a lot of blokes working on
those. A lot of sparkies.
You wouldn't think so. They only look like they're 4 or 5 stories, but they're just a big shed with all the computer amenities and stuff in it, you know what I mean? So.
Computer amenities.
That's very technical.
Mm. Was it technical? I just made that up.
Probably should do a shout out too for a long-serving worker at the union, Mark McMillan too. He's been with the union for years as a shop steward and also as an official. He used to do the counter, helped out a lot of shop stewards, helped out a lot of organisers.
He helped me out for a bit.
So the
Newport RSL, Bruce.
Frank, he didn't help you enough.
Newport RSL wants to thanks to CFMU for all support that they've given over the... They're about ready to start the building works for the renovations, and also they also want to say thanks for the Anzac Day badges, the support the CFMU's given.
Did we find that last box?
Yeah.
Found the last box.
Where were they?
No, they've got them back. It's all back. And they say thank you very, very much.
I heard someone seen you down the rubbery one night, the big box of badges around your neck. You weren't flogging off, were you, Brucey? What was going on? The Dalai Lama there, mate?
Well, I used to be a rooster. It's getting old now, so probably bitten more of a feather duster days.
Closer to just being the stick at the minute, eh?
You're in the right place here. There's more feather dusters here, I'll tell you.
You still do your yoga and your Tai Chi, though.
Yeah. And it's great going to the back of the class, dude. Doing a downward dog. You know what I mean? When you do downward dog.
All right, we'll go to Scallywags.
Yeah, North East Link, Spark and Weebill for CBP. For
poison in the river.
Contaminating the local river. You know what I mean?
Yes. Centrelink. Oh, that's Bruce again. We've already done that. Cut him out.
RPM.
RPM. They're trying to charge a worker. It was using one of their utes on the job, the excess insurance, because there was an incident with the ute. Well, you supply the ute, your insurance should cover it.
The excess is $8,000, apparently.
And then they rang up and it was actually $800, but he put a little bit on it. Just
a little bit of mail.
Just added a zero.
A little bit of mail, eh?
We'd have to throw Hamlet Marino in there, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Inadequate amenities.
Yeah. And obviously we've got to defend the Ducks.
They want to work every RDO too.
The Ducks want to sign up.
Yeah. The Ducks want to be part of the CFA. Yeah,
we're going to buy them Bluey and some boots. They don't need boots now. They've got no legs.
They are waterproofs. We need to get them waterproof so they don't get affected by the chemicals.
Let me do the jokes, mate.
We're going to work in the rain camper.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm talking about swimming around the chemicals.
Come and duck me in.
Sookie Lalas, Hamlet Marine. I love sooking a bit.
Yeah, they're coming around, but they are sooking. Definitely sooking. I reckon Capital will be sooking soon too.
Yeah. All right. Got who are we going for? Scallywag, Centrelink.
I go Weebill and CBP.
Yeah.
Polluting the river.
How could you do that to the poor old Ducks?
Yeah. It's not dangerous, but we don't know what it is.
Yeah. That has to be the classicest line I've ever heard. It's not contaminated at all. So what's in it? We don't know.
The river's turned blue, so that's not an indication it's dangerous.
CBB.
CBB.
CPB.
CBB. And Weebill.
And I think we'll give it the Helmer Arena sook in the back of me area. They're sooking already.
Beautiful.
Well, we've got nothing else. Don't forget the stewards meeting on Thursday, 24th at the showgrounds at 10 o'clock for the BIG unions. It's very good. Everyone to get together and have a chat and move forward. That's fantastic. And we'll go out the same way. Oh, sorry, Frank.
No, it's all good.
We'll go out the same old way. Dare to struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't fight,
you lose.
It's good morning from the Concrete Gang. We're going out with
Dropkick Murphy's Rose Tattoo.
Tell the story. This life had many shades. I'd wake up every morning, and before I'd start each day, I'd take a drag from last night's cigarette that smoldered in its tray. Down a little something, then be on my way. I traveled far and wide and lay this head in many ports. I was guided by a compass. I saw beauty to the north. Drew the tales of many lives and wore the faces of my own. I had these memories all around me so I wouldn't be alone. Some may be from showing up, others are from growing up. Sometimes I was so messed up and didn't have a clue. I ain't winning no one over, I wear it just for you. I got your name written here in a rose tattoo, in a rose tattoo. Your name written here in a rose tattoo.
Listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.